And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
So far, Sharon John's the only person to get it right. Right, 11:30 now. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, who always gets a good score, but he'll be pushed to beat Kevin Jeffrey's score last week of 16 out of 16. Say good morning to Kerris Phillips. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. You okay there?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, and what news in your part of the world today, then?
Well, I'm a little bit at the moment like a kid in a sweet shop, because
right.
The BBC have announced, with it being the 60th anniversary next month of Doctor Who,
right.
The BBC have announced they're going to be putting about 800 old episodes down the years onto the iPlayer format. So I'm really looking forward to that, big time, yes.
Indeed, indeed. Now, I know it's still very, very popular with lots of people, and one of my close friends actually goes to Doctor Who conventions. Have you ever been to one of those?
I haven't, though, to be honest. It's something I should do, really.
Yes.
It sounds really good, yeah, yeah.
And the obvious question, who is your favourite Doctor Who of all time?
I'm going to go for John Pertwee, because my theory is, a bit like James Bond as well, your favourite Doctor Who is maybe the first one you remember, similar to your favourite James Bond's the first one you remember. So for Doctor Who, I'd have to go for John Pertwee.
I'm going to go for that. And I'd probably have to say William Hartnell, because believe it or not, I watched the very first episode back in, was it 1962?
November 63. Which
63.
Delayed by a day, because JFK got assassinated.
Of course, yes.
Yeah,
remember it well.
Wow,
brilliant.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So let me know if you go to one of those conventions.
Yeah,
it'd be fascinating. Right, okay, usual matter in hand is the 60-second challenge. 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Okay.
Okay, good luck, and here they come. Who was the fastest milkman in the West?
Ernie.
Which Scottish comedian covered Tammy Wynette's divorce?
Billy Connolly.
What was the name of the elephant that took the toy dolls to number four in 84? Which group reached number one in 1976 with Combine Harvester?
The Wurzels.
What was the name of Elvis Presley's mansion?
Graceland.
Which musical instrument did Ray Charles play?
Piano.
Which Motown star's real name is Steveland Judkins?
Stevie Wonder.
Who had hits with Walk On By and Heartbreaker?
Dionne Warwick.
Complete the name of this songwriting duo, Holland, Dozier and...
Holland.
Which group recorded I'm Gonna Make You Love Me with the Supremes?
The Four Tops.
Which letters took the Jackson 5 into the top 10
in... A, B, C.
Which Motown star sang Too Busy Thinking About My Baby?
Marvin Gaye.
Which singer is known as the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
Complete the title of this Four Tops hit, Standing in the Shadows...
Of Love.
And which James was living in America in 1986? And you
James Brown.
You're going to go for James Brown on that. Yeah,
yeah.
As always, a very high-scoring round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got 13 questions right.
Very, very respectable, yeah.
More than respectable, I would venture to that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, see which one I got wrong.
Right, okay. Are you going to have a guess at which one it might have been?
No, tell me.
Right, I shall tell you. Which group recorded I'm Gonna Make You Love Me with the Supremes?
I said the Four Tops.
You said the Four Tops, which is a logical answer, but it was another Motown group. It was actually the Temptations.
I always get those two groups mixed up, they were the Four Tops.
Ah, right,
yeah,
okay. Really a little bit before your time as well. Well, that's going to be a difficult score to beat. We'll see if we can get anybody to do that in an hour's time. But in the meantime, thanks for taking part. And enjoy all those episodes of Doctor Who. It's going to take you weeks to watch them.
Probably, yes.
Brilliant. Okay, and see if you can answer this next question. Song on the way next is a song from the most successful girl group of the 1980s. Who would that be, do you think?
I would guess Bananarama.
Absolutely right.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Kerris Phillips get a score of 13 out of 14, with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
You're breaking up a bit there, so if you can just move about a bit so we can get a nice clear signal.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can just about hear you now. Fantastic. Now, last time I spoke to you was in August, so what have you been doing since then?
Oh, stuff like working.
Yeah, well, that keeps us all busy, doesn't it? Yeah. Have you been on holiday or done anything exciting, or is it just work every day?
Granddaughter and her mum and dad to the day,
Right, we're struggling a bit here. It's still a bit dodgy, so if we can move about a bit more, because you're mum and dad's today, I think, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Right, okay. And I know when you've been there in the past, it's been a bit dodgy. You need to complain to them that they need to get a better phone signal.
Dad, we need a better phone signal.
Right, anyway, we'll give it a go anyway. We'll get straight on before we lose the line completely. Usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Good luck, and here they come. Who had a backing group called the Miracles?
Smokey Robinson.
What was the name of Gladys Knight's backing group?
Pitt.
Who had a hit in 57 and 86 with Riek Petit?
Move on. Elton John.
Elton John for that one. Which record label was set up by Berry Gordy?
Motown.
Who sang about the long-haired lover from Liverpool?
Jimmy Osmond.
Complete the title of this Alan Jones song from 85, Walking In?
The air.
Singer Brenda Lee was better known as Little Miss what?
Nightingale.
Which Scottish singer's version of Shout reached number 7 in 64?
Lulu.
What did New Kids on the Block change their name to in
1993? Kids.
Mary Hopkin first found fame on the TV talent show called Opportunity What?
Knock.
And which Australian singer reached number 1 in 88 with I Should Be So Lucky? And you can answer that
Kylie.
Kylie you're going to go for on that one. Well, that was a pretty good round, I think. Let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right, which normally would have been a winning score, but not this week. Because Kerris Phillips managed 13 out of 14. But you did well there. But I suspect you had a bit of help with one or two of those.
Well, Mother was stood next to me.
So well done, Mum, as well. Between you, you've got a good score.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Question number 3, who had a hit in 57 and 86 with Riek Petit? It wasn't Elton John, as I'm sure you realised, but it was Jackie Wilson. Good
Jackie
song
Wilson.
As well, Jackie Wilson, yeah. And the other one you got wrong, now this was a tricky one, actually. What did the group New Kids on the Block change their name to in 1993? You said Kids, which is a sort of logical answer.
Yeah.
But they just changed it to the initials, NKOTB, apparently. Now, I didn't know that.
Nah.
And the other one, which your mum should have known, singer Brenda Lee, was known as Little Miss Dynamite.
Little Miss Dynamite.
Right. Before your time.
I
bet she does, but you won't because you're far too young.
Well.
Right, well, thanks for taking part, and let's not leave it 3 months before we have you back on again.
Yeah. All right, then.
Good to talk to you, Trudy. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. And thankfully, we didn't lose the line. Good score from Trudy. 8 out of 11 with no passes. As I said before, normally a winning score, but not this week. Well done to Kerris Phillips, 13 out of 14, with no passes at all. There's no stopping him, is there? And we'll do it all again next Sunday morning at 11:30.